Valentine, and I just wanted to have a nice taping session with you.
Hello? Yes, is this Samantha?
Yes, this is she.
And this is Michael, ma'am, and I'm calling from Elite Wiki Writers. I'm the editor with the company.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Actually, Ken told me to give you a call around 3.
Yep, this is perfect.
That's great. So are you in front of your computer? Basically, I wanted to discuss regarding international group Wikipedia page along with Mr. DeFor Fortuna page.
Yep, I've got them both, at least I've got his pulled up, so if we want to start with his.
Yes, so from where should we start? From Mr. D. Fortana or?
Yep.
All right.
We can start with Agardo's.
Okay. So I believe you must have gone through the information that was sent out to you by Ken yesterday for his personal profile.
Mm-hmm.
We sent out a draft that was created through the research team. I also looked into his profile before sending it over to you. So my first question would be, like, do you have any feedback on the draft itself?
Hang on 1 second. Okay, I'm so sorry. My headphones died. Can you please repeat that?
Well, I was saying that, first of all, have you looked into the draft, if you can pull that up? I need your feedback
yes.
on it.
I have Edgardo's draft right now. I did look at that. And, I mean, overall it looks great. I'm going to pass it around internally just to make sure we've gotten everything.
Yes, because we need to make sure the information on it is correct, because this was gathered online. From the
Absolutely.
Online resources they were available about Edgardo.
Yep. No, and that's fine. I think what my what I'm trying to understand is there was a mention about trying to get to the
about the
breakdown.
Resources, I believe.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we will come to that. But apart from before we move on there, is the draft okay? Would there any feedback from your team? Anything on it?
We need to review it internally. I looked at it and it looks fine, but I'd like to for my other team members to take a look at it and make sure
not
it looks good.
This is just the initial draft. Information
yep,
can be added or removed. Because whatever information we have mentioned is gathered online and have been cited accordingly. You can see at the bottom of the draft the resources that we fetch the data from.
Yep, got it.
All right. So apart from that, the second instance was regarding if you look into the email, we send out a copy of the draft to the Wikipedia community and the moderator that we work with Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
They looked into Mr. DeFora Fortuna profile. He mentioned that he is eligible, obviously, and he can get the page. It's just that there was some lack of resources deemed credible by Wikipedia, because if you pull up the draft, the research
mm-hmm.
that we have conducted, there will be a text document in which
yep.
we have gathered all the resources we can find about him online. There were more than like 100 resources.
Right.
And different articles, blogs, press releases, self-published articles and everything. And we have mentioned
yep.
in category-wise which are deemed what as per Wikipedia, as per the policy and guidelines set out by them. So there were
mm-hmm.
credible links out, available like CBS News, New York Post, you know, New York Times, Yahoo. They were good resources. These are credible links. But the coverage on these platforms about Mr. DeFortuna directly are not that you can say direct publications about him. They were mentioned about him, about the Fortune International Group, and his name was there, obviously. But there are
mm-hmm.
no dedicated articles about him explaining his biography, successes, and achievements. But we have utilized them, of course. They can be cited as secondary resources, and we have done that. But they were asking for some additional resources. So my question to you, Samantha, would be, like, is there anyone in your team who takes care of his publications?
So, I mean, just a quick look at it, that was what I didn't quite understand. I mean, there's an article that we provided about how he was, the CEO of the year. And
mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, you had that one, and they came up as weak links. So that's what I was trying to understand. I don't know what's going on, but...
Well, like, if you say weak links, which platform he was on that one? Because in weak links, there are more than 50 resources there. And if you look into the weak resources, what is considered weak as per Wikipedia is the platform itself. Like, for example, if the coverage is not directly about him and it's been done by a contributor or not directly by the editor of the resource or any staff member, they are considered weak. But obviously, the profile itself is good. Edgardo is notable. It's just that he needs a couple of new published articles about him recently. If there's anyone who takes care of that in your team, you can ask them to create this kind of information that is required, and that's about it. There's nothing else. Because
I mean, there's a Florida 500 that was fairly recent. So when you say recent, like, are we talking last 90 days, last 60 days?
Like,
what are we
within
talking about?
Like 30 days, 60 days, you can add that up as well. You can send it over. We can look into it.
And
are
it
you
needs
talking
to
about
be more
South
about
Florida
his...
Agent Magazine?
No, I mean, there was Florida Trend. There's been a few of them.
Yeah, because we have looked into every information that was there. If that is, you know, published within 60 days, we have already, looked into the resources, what was available.
Okay.
But
they need to be more bio-based, correct?
Main discussing about it is bio, because Fortune International Group already have a page, right? And the reason it has the page is because the coverage is maxed. You know, there's a lot of information about the company itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we can link the page to Eduardo because on the page itself, it's mentioned that he is the CEO of the page and the company. So we can link that up as well. But obviously, our main focus is for his personal profile, so we need publications covering his biography.
Okay. And the challenge, I just want to make sure I'm understanding this right. Should we, like, it won't publish unless we get those types of articles. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, you need to create this before we submit it. Because if we submit this right away, I actually discussed this with the editor from Wikipedia, the moderator. He mentioned that it needs to be submitted before, officially that is. If that is done before, like, submitting it, we need to create the articles, create them, add it up, and send it over. So that will actually get the page up. Because right now, if you submit it, they will raise the issue of notability.
I guess I'm not quite understanding. They're going to raise the issue of notability, but you have all of these recent articles. It's just the fact that he doesn't have a recent biography written about him online. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. What I'm trying to say is that right now, whatever information we gathered, we send it over to them, right? They looked into it, and this is their feedback. This is something they're telling us to do in order to get his page successfully live. Because if we try to submit it right now with the current information, they will ask the same thing. But obviously the page won't go up. It will be sent out to the draft section of Wikipedia.
I understand that. I'm just trying to understand what we need to do on our end, which is what I'm understanding is that we need to get a biography out about him.
On multiple platforms.
Notable publications.
Yeah, notable publications. They should be independent. They should not be by your team members. Self-published articles will not be considered. They should not be blogs, but independent coverage on notable platforms. And you already have, I see publications coming from Forbes, and I see publications coming from Yahoo and big platforms there. So if you can get them up discussing his profile, that'd be great.
No, I understand that. I mean, I just want to make sure that when we go to our PR team, we're giving them accurate information on what is considered independent platforms. Because now I look at the credibility and research report, I don't understand what's considered a credible.
I'll do one thing.
I'm going to send you a link from Wikipedia. What is considered credible sources by them, reliable sources as per them. You can ask your PR team to go through that information, and they can create the articles accordingly.
That's fine. And then, but one of my questions then goes into the credible links. Also appears as weak links in the same report. So that's
what
I'm just kind of trying to understand.
Content is weak. The sources are credible. The content is not that great.
Okay.
That's why they're considered weak. The platform, we are not saying they're not credible. We are saying that the content on those articles are not discussing his biography in a way that should be. They're mentions.
Got it.
And I'm going to send that information over to you through the link. You can have a look into it. If you need any assistance in creating such publications, you can let us know. We have a team here. We can discuss it with them if you need any assistance. And apart from that,
your team is able to post. Your team is able to get something out.
Yeah, we can because
like
we get profiles from every industry out there. Artists, you know, musicians, entrepreneurs, businessmen. We create profiles for them as well. If there's any issue and if they need any assistance, we definitely help them out. We do not create this in-house. We go through the PR agency that we work with. And submit the profile. If they, obviously, Mr. DeFortuna already has such presence, it would be easy to get publications from him. So we can discuss with them where we can feature him, create the content accordingly, and get it published.
Okay.
But that depends if you need any assistance for that, because obviously this is a third party, and we make sure that if we work on this, Mr. DeFortuna name is not out there, that this is a paid publication. We will show this as a neutral publication coming out from the publications itself.
Can you elaborate on that?
Like, for example, if you say, yes, we want your assistance, right? What we're going to do that I'll speak to my PR manager, right? He will reach out to the PR agency that we work with. He will submit the application, and they will let us know where Mr. DeFortuna articles can be published. They will share a list with us with the time frame and the cost and everything. They send it over to you.
It's a paid.
Obviously, ma'am.
Like, it wouldn't be organic.
It's done by third parties. So they
What I'm asking is that this would be a sponsored content post that would be published on him.
It won't be sponsored.
It wouldn't be organic. It wouldn't
be
an
organic
feature.
Yes, this will not be shown as sponsored. This will be done as independent. The articles won't be shown as this is a sponsored content from Mr. DeFortuna or our company. This will be shown as independent coverage published by the source itself, due to the presence of Mr. DeFortuna in this industry.
Okay. If you could send me more information on that, I'd like to circulate that internally just so that we make sure we're all understanding before we commit to one way or another.
Of course, I can send it over to you. You can have a look into it. Everything will be mentioned over the email, and you can go through it, and then we can move from there.
Okay, great.
Okay, let's come to the Fortune International. The page itself, ma'am, I sent you a draft. I believe Ken must have sent it over. I sent it over to him today. So he must have sent it over to you. Did you have a look into that one?
Briefly.
Okay. So you can see there's a note there from our researcher about the controversy.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, so we want to know, you want to mention that or you want to take it off?
Okay, hold on one second. Can't get back to.
Did you download this form, the one that I sent you?
That is the controversy back in 2015.
Got it. So we have the option to remove that if we want to.
Okay. Yes, you have that because, as it's mentioned from the researcher, let me just quote it over the phone as well. that he mentioned, we have not used the controversy given in the brief, as it did not have any coverage with regards to the Fortuna International Group, but Edgardo de Fortuna.
Yes.
We have added a different controversy, right, where Fortuna International Group was covered in the publications online. But if you are not okay with it, we can remove it.
Okay. And it's, hold on.
It was about the Sunny Isle speech, condos.
Right. But there, in the write-up, there is the controversy.
Yes. Because as per the research, this appeared. So we have mentioned that because sometimes clients have controversies, you know, so they mention this on their profiles.
Right.
Because if they do not do that, Wikipedia sometimes do that themselves. But obviously, if
okay,
we do not send them these details, so it won't be shown initially on the page.
So we can remove it. That was basically what you're getting at.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Got it.
So you can loop the internal team about this. Let them know. Obviously, whatever the verdict is, whatever they suggest, we will do that accordingly. That's not a problem.
Okay. Perfect. Is there anything? Is there any issues with the Fortune International Group page that would inhibit it from being published, like Edgardo's?
Well, obviously, ma'am, if you are looking forward to create publications, because if you look at the page itself right now, if you go into the Wikipedia page, there are two tags coming. The article needs to be updated. That is the content, right? The content of this page needs to be improved a bit, right, that we are working on. And the second is that the article does not meet Wikipedia journal notability guidelines, so they're asking for more publications. So what I'm suggesting,
hold on.
What I can suggest is that if you're working on publications about Mr. De Fortuna, right, for his page, you can mention Fortune International, obviously, group into it. That can cover both aspects of the page.
But what we've already provided isn't enough.
We can use some of them, but obviously new publications will definitely help. So what I'm suggesting is, if you're going to work on his Mr. De Fortuna profile, we can mention Fortune International Group in the new publications, and that can cover both of the aspects of the both pages. So you don't have
and
to create separate...
Okay. How many publications do we have to have?
Now, for Mr. De Fortuna, it's coming up as, let me see here, when I receive a message. All right, so 5 to 6 top tier, like top tier resources, or 2 to 3 major platforms, either of the two.
2 to 3 major platforms.
2 to 3 major, or 5 or 6. If you create 5 or 6, you don't need to create major then. If you create 2 to 3 major, then you don't have to create 5 to 6. It totally depends
upon. And you're going to send me a recap of all of this, because I still want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. We need to get Edgardo's biography published at least 2 to 3 times on a major platform or 5 to 6 times on a top-tier platform in order to have his Wikipedia page published.
Ma'am, you can either create 5 to 6 or that means either.
Right.
2 to 3.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said
yeah.
Or. And then your agency, your PR agency, would be able to secure that for an additional fee.
Yes, ma'am. This will be outsourced. And obviously the cost and everything will be paid to them.
And what does that fee typically run?
Well, ma'am, obviously when they will send out the details to me, that I will share that with you. I don't have the idea. I need to speak to the PR manager about this.
Okay.
Because my job is to submit it on Wikipedia. As an
right.
editor, my job is to give you the message coming from Wikipedia and what needs to be done to get the page successfully live. But obviously, if
okay.
you need further information, I can talk to the team and send it over to you.
Okay. And then as far as Fortune, it still has to have those, we have to do basically the same thing. We have to have 5 to 6 top tier publishing.
It's totally
or
up to you, ma'am. It's up to you, because if we are creating Mr. De Fortuna profile for the coverage, we can mention in Fortune International Group. The only difference between the two pages is that Fortune page is already live, right? And Mr. De Fortuna page is not live. So the main focus is to get page live on Mr. De Fortuna and improve the page of Fortune International Group. If you want to create separate articles, it's your choice. But I would suggest is that if you're creating publications for Mr. De Fortuna, we can mention Fortune International Group and get the coverage added, a bit of sentences.
That's obviously a given. He's CEO of the company, so anything that...
Yeah, they're, obviously he's
the
founder.
He's in. Right. So, but I just want to make sure I'm understanding this clearly, is that on the Fortune side, it's not necessary, and should we approve what you've already sent, you can get that live.
Yeah, we can add information, because the main issue is the content. The content, because this page was created back in, let me give you details on that as well. It was created back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of time, like 8 years now. So obviously Wikipedia won't remove the page, right?
Okay.
They're just asking to provide new publications, new content. That's it.
Which is what we've already provided you. That
yeah,
can
we
be
can
uploaded,
work on that.
We should have, okay.
Yeah, we can work on that. But obviously I've sent you the draft. I need your feedback on the draft itself.
Yep, we will work on that this week, or probably next week since it's Friday, and get that over to you as quickly as possible.
All right, so I believe you we are on the same page now.
Yes. I needed the clarity on the publishings for Agardo. If you can just send over that recap we discussed, that would be really helpful so we can
no
share it with
problem.
Our PR team.
I will send over the information to you, and let me discuss with the PR manager. So I'll loop everything in one message.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.